Yes, I did have an opportunity to see a version of the film.
You say a version of the film in Tehran, a bootleg copy?
Yes, it's probably taken off the screen or something like that.
And your reaction to what you saw?
Well, it is very different from the reality. It seems to be a very biased version of what happened, and it doesn't give an objective image. And I think I expected much more from Hollywood.
What are the things that are not correct in the film?
Well, there are historical inaccuracies in the opening prologue about what happened in Iran, the history of relationships between the U.S. and Iran, particularly about the U.S.-led coup d'etat against Dr. Mossadegh. There are many inaccuracies on that issue. Then there's a very negative portrayal of Iranians. They're depicted as very violent people. That's very unbalanced. That's not correct. Like from the very first days of the event, actual footage exists. But they haven't used that actual footage. They've tried to remake that event, and they haven't remade it correctly. Or, for example, the people who were involved, they were students, and it's very clear. They weren't militants. They weren't mobs. They were students. They were intellectual students from five or six universities in Tehran. And these college students had a reason for doing what they did. They had their concerns. They had an intellectual approach on this issue. And the circumstances took them to that point.
Okay. But you say you would have expected better of Hollywood. It's interesting that the Iranian state media has criticized the film officially, and yet you have managed to get hold of a copy. We understand that DVDs are exchanging hands and selling like wildfire.
Well, I wouldn't say that in those words because it's not that much of a deal for people here in Iran, and because we have so many films now on the screen which are very interesting for the people and they follow the issue. So people might be curious to see what the American version is, but then this is only on the sidelines of the whole event, and there's so much more to the whole event. So I don't see that as a correct evaluation of how the people have received the film. I don't think it's widely received here in Iran. But
do you think that the film's prominence, now that it's won the Oscar for Best Picture, do you think it will have any political implications?
Well, I think that the fact that the film has won so many awards, and I've heard this from many Iranian producers and directors, they don't feel that this film actually meets the standards for many of those awards. They think that this is a political gesture. And at this time when, you know, relationships between Iran and the U.S. are strained and the sanctions are putting a lot of pressure on the Iranian people, many people don't believe that this is a correct direction that the American film industry is taking. There are many other topics where, for example, Hollywood could have shown a film about, for example, the Americans who were freed, the Afro-Americans and women. 14 Afro-American women and men and women were freed. And that could have constituted a very interesting subject for a film, at least to promote more understanding among the two nations. That's what's expected from the film industry. The camera needs to take a more humane approach, not a political approach. But it seems that the film and then the approach that the governments are taking, the fact that a government figure makes the announcement in the first case, it's all, you know, like a propaganda